Welcome to the Latin Wealth Podcast, a podcast dedicated to educating the Latino community about entrepreneurship, investing, and business.
Yo, what's going on, Latin Wealth family? Welcome to another episode to the Latin Wealth Podcast. Super excited for you guys to be tuning in today, because today we have some very important topics to be hitting on. Number one, more Apple news, more news about Apple. Apple is going through an antitrust fight right now that can threaten its search for the next big thing. And we talk about the next big thing. You know, AI is very big right now. So stay tuned as we talk about their antitrust fight. And we'll also be diving into one of their competitors, Microsoft, and their $100 billion AI supercomputer project, which they are looking to invest more into. But before we jump into that, Jeremiah, how you doing today, bro? How you feeling?
Feeling great, man. We got good topics. We got stuff that's going to give people some game. And hopefully we'll ruffle a couple feathers, right? Yeah. The Apple lovers. I know you're Apple lovers, so we're going to go.
Yeah. Hey, and I'm like, man, I gotta find like something positive about Apple, you know, to speak about, because the last couple episodes, you know,
it's been rough.
It's been a rough couple months for Apple. But, you know, with that being said, and by the way, there's some terms that we're going to mention throughout this episode. DOJ means the Department of Justice. So if you ever hear me say that, instead of me saying that whole Department of Justice, DOJ, so just keep that in mind. So with that being said, Apple's antitrust fight could threaten its search for the next big thing. The DOJ has put out a lawsuit against Apple that can have some major consequences for the iPhone's maker business segment, right? So essentially, if the DOJ wins, the company can be forced to give third-party companies greater access to the iPhone features, including Apple Wallet, and improving capabilities with competing devices, and even allowing third-party apps on the iOS App Store. All right, so you may be thinking, like, why is this such a big deal? You know, there's a couple of things that we'll get into, and it really could hurt the company's ability to capture the next wave of tech innovation. And we can look directly at Microsoft. So in the late 1990s, there was an antitrust lawsuit against Microsoft that really gobbled up executives' resources and the cost from the company, and it really took away their chances to dominate the phone market. And this was actually something that Bill Gates even came out and famously blamed and a distraction for, right? So I say all that to say, you know, you got these different lawsuits that are coming out against Apple, and it could be a distraction for them. You know, they have to refocus on these lawsuits. You know, there's time, there's cost. And while they're dealing with these lawsuits, you got companies like Microsoft that are, and we'll talk about it, that are investing billions of dollars into the future of their company. So a lot going on with Apple. We're going to dive into it today. What are your thoughts about this, Jeremiah, and everything that's going on with Apple?
It seems like history is repeating itself. I was like going into, I think I was going into like ninth grade or something like that when that was happening with, telling my age, but when that was happening with Microsoft. And it's just kind of weird, because I was sitting here and I was thinking about it, that the way that that actually happened created the seeds that became the tree, the very strong tree that is Apple. So without that happening to Microsoft, Microsoft would have dominated every single technology-based interval or income stream. They would have probably come out with a phone. It would have been completely Microsoft all the way across the
it'd have been a different world.
Yeah, it would have been a completely different world. And it's just funny that the exact same thing that at that point Jobs and those people were fighting against, right? The monopoly that they were calling what Microsoft was, Jobs is no longer here, but that's what Apple became. And we always talk about that, right? That bully mentality that they took over as the Microsoft, the new Microsoft, right? They took over as that number one company. They're not now, but they were, right, for the longest period of time. And so when I'm listening to this, I also think about the allowance of third-party people going onto the Apple store and actually being able to infiltrate that system that's been Mac only for the longest time, right? We've just got into recent years where Macs could or were compatible with PC type programming and software, you know, because for the longest time you had to use things that were strictly Mac. So that it's like all these different monopolies or these things that would allow Apple to not only create additional income streams off subscriptions or additional money, right? Because you had to pay for certain to integrate stuff, right? Now that's going to be cut. And with them focusing on that, it's like a control, which was the money that was just guaranteed to come in from these set income streams. Now that's up in question. And so now you have to focus on recovering the money that you lost from those subscription and from those things that you just normally, it's a given. And so you, like you said, you don't have the energy to actually focus in on creating new things. That's, I think these lawsuits are the reason why they scrapped the Apple Car, right? I think it's why they rushed on the Vision headset, and you know, and we saw, of course, Zuckerberg destroyed that. It was epic, like literally just destroyed him. And it was all true. It wasn't even lies. It wasn't slander. It was all true. And people find like, yeah, it's what he's saying is true. So it's like, Apple's in a tough place, man. Not only did they lose number one market cap, and NVIDIA, if they keep growing, they might do something crazy, overtake, which is crazy, right? But and they lost it to Microsoft, which is just funny, right? Because the whole it comes back again. And so it's weird to me that it kind of has had this flip. But I think Apple's in a very they're at a fork in the road. And if they don't make the right decision, I think will they die or no, of course not. But will they be as dominant? Will they be that force that they've been? No, they won't. And you've seen how in other instances, look at Tesla right now. Some of Elon's decisions and his comments and interviews and things that are happening are costing the company positions. And so Apple's going to have to make some very wise decisions. I don't think they've been making wise decisions lately. That's my take on what that, how that, the layers of what that is.
I remember this quote by Nipsey Hussle in one of his songs. He said, at the end of the song, he was like, big companies are gonna fall, big companies are gonna crumble, right? And new ones are gonna rise up. And it's interesting because in my time, I haven't seen a big company crumble and fall. And I'm not suggesting Apple is gonna be that company, but like you said, we're looking at these companies, Microsoft and Apple. And for the average person listening, they're probably like, oh, these companies will never fall. Why is it such a big deal that they're getting lawsuits? They got all this money, right? That's probably what people are thinking. But you got to look at it like this. You got to look at it as if you had a business yourself
Right.
and there's lawsuits coming at you left and right. And not only are you trying to deal with these lawsuits, but you're trying to actually grow the company and keep it
Profitable,
afloat. Yes.
innovative.
Profitable, innovative, right? Yeah, man, to me, it's just like all of these stories that are coming out. It's just, again, I'm not suggesting that Apple's going to be the one to fall,
I mean,
but there's, like you
Microsoft
said,
didn't
it's
fall. Microsoft didn't fall, right? I
right.
mean, nobody's, they came out with the Xbox, which saved their, like, probably literally saved Microsoft's
Yeah.
entire company. That was a big deal.
Yeah,
But they
100%.
dropped.
I was going to say, the fork in the road, it's like, look, a few bad decisions can really cost a lot. A lot. And it has cost them a lot.
Agree. I think the focus, and they're super uber focused on China, instead of maybe focusing more on India, which is fastly becoming the place you want to invest. India will be like the 2020s. It was going to be the 2020s version of Abu Dhabi, what it was in the 2000s, the 2000 late 2000 to 2000 teens, right? It's what Abu Dhabi, UAE became. Right, everybody wants to go to Dubai and right. So I think India is going to be that way. And Apple was like super aligned with China. I think they've been trying to get some stuff working with India. But I'm just showing these are just decisions, right, that you make and it costs you in a you know holistic sense.
100%. And so we also mentioned that WWDC, which is the Apple's developers conference, is going to be in June. And essentially, all this is that they announce new, sometimes they announce new products, but usually they announce new software, new innovations that they're going to be adding to the company. And everybody is expecting that they're going to announce something that is AI related during that time. So it's going to be very interesting to see, you know, what happens or what leaks come out from now and then. And of course, we'll definitely cover it on here. And really, you know, it seems like we'll see, but it seems like Apple is going to continue to develop the Vision Pro, and you know, hopefully, you know, reach a new market with that or something. It's going to be interesting to see
Do
what they do
you
with
think
it.
that's the way they should go? I think they should pivot. I don't believe that's the way they should go. I think they've lost that battle already. You need to concede and just accept that L. It's a big L, but I think you should just.
I mean, I think if they do decide to go down that path, it has to be priced a lot lower. You got to bring that price a lot lower than what it already is, because it's the average person. I think the average person is not even buying VR headsets as it is. But you price something at, what was it, $3,500?
I'm gonna be a millionaire and I'm not buying it. I'm just keeping it real. I don't buy, y'all be like, well, you don't buy Apple anyway. No, I don't. But I don't see Apple people buying that. Like, I've talked to Apple people. Chris is an Apple person. There's Apple people that are like, bro, no, there's not. I'm just not doing that. And like I said, I think they should pivot. Okay, they should just let that kind of, like the car, they should just let that drop. It's not going to be a win. Meta's already infiltrated. Meta's got relationships and partnerships with YouTube. Like, it's this is a chess game. So the same game that, like, you know, chess is playing, like, this overall Microsoft and Apple have been doing this dance back and forth for 40 years now, 40, 50 years since Bill and Jobs split, right? Then it's the same thing on this
So what do
side
you
now.
think they what do you think they would what do you think they should pivot into? Do you think
They
they
should pivot into health. The data stream that they have from so many iPhone users allows them to be in a key position for health, for a biomed. That's what they should shift into. The Apple Watch, maybe it becomes, you put a transistor or a sensor on the back of it and it can track your sugar levels, your heart rate, your blah blah blah. I'm just giving game, I think, and they already got the data.
Yeah, and
When you sleep, when you like, they already got all that. So I
they
think
got all
that
that,
should
yeah.
be the way that they should move. That would be much more beneficial for them. Leave the headset alone. You've lost. It's an L. You can't recover from that, because you'll try to come back now, and Mark's going to destroy you again, because he's just going to say you took his information and redid it. You actually watched his video and you did what he told you to do. So he's still going to win. You lost that. It's an L. Hey, no,
Crazy.
I'm just saying, because Zuckerberg was in the same position. Remember, he was in court in Congress for data infringement, and that, like, he was going through it, and he took it on the chin, and he doubled down, and when he really went in his bag for strategy. And so Apple's got to do the same thing. Like, take your L's, take it on the chin, and I think biomed health is where the way you should go, and it would do great. Them linked with like a partnership with Eli Lilly or some company, or Johnson and Johnson or something like that, they would kill it. I think that's the space you should go into.
Yep. It's going to be very interesting to see what Apple does the next couple of years, right? So, with that being said, one company that's making some big moves and some big plays is Microsoft has a project that's worth over $100 billion to build an AI supercomputer. So, Microsoft and OpenAI are planning an unprecedented supercomputer that uses millions of specialized server chips. It can cost up to $100 billion. All right. So this supercomputer is going to be known as Stargate. And yeah, I think it's planned to be rolled out in 2028, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, very, very interesting stuff. And the reason why they're doing it is because they want to continue to plan for the next generation in infrastructure. and innovation for the frontier of AI capability. So look, we talk about AI, we've been talking about AI a lot, but this is why. You got companies that are spending $100 billion into the future of AI. That has success leaves clues. Have you guys heard that before? Success leaves
Yeah,
clues.
for
Follow
sure.
with where the money is going, what these big companies are doing. So if they're putting everything into, I wouldn't say everything, but if they're putting a lot of money into AI, maybe that's something that we should be learning about and doing some research on.
I agree. I feel like, the next wave of coders were the previous generation, our generation, right, to become a coder. Now, like I said, prompt engineering is the space. How do you control AI? Right? What are the new uses? What new usage base can you create for, right? What this is morphing into? I laughed because when you said Stargate, I mean, I used to watch the show Stargate, but I really think it's more like, this seems more like Skynet to me. And I'm not trying to like fearmong. I'm just saying, you look at Terminator, and this is kind of where it started. Now, I'm not saying that's where it's gonna go, and all that's it's a movie. I'm just saying it's crazy how the movies are actually happening in real life, right? Pieces of it, like creating this supercomputer that can control all this stuff. If it has that many chips in it, it's gonna be, I can't even imagine what this thing can do. It probably, I don't know, man.
I don't, we haven't even scratched the surface of what this AI
Yeah.
stuff could do. And I was doing a little research on this, and they're like, something that the current AI platforms that they don't do is they don't, this is what he literally said, they don't take the time to think. So if you give these AI platforms the ability to sit there and think about what answers they're going to put out, just imagine how much more powerful of data and information they can spit back at you. And I'm like, dang.
It's wild, man.
That's like thinking like a human.
I no, it's not like that's what it is.
is.
That's exactly what it is. And the
It's
crazy, scary thing is, I think these guys are 2 to 3 years ahead of what they release.
They gotta be.
So, for me, it's like,
This isn't just an idea that just came out.
no, they've been working
You
on this.
know, they've been working on this,
This has
which
been.
is nuts.
And high tides, it rises, it raises all ships, right? So what that means is, if AI is steadily growing, that's why NVIDIA, did, what was it, 200 billion or something crazy in a day, like market cap increase. Like this is stuff you've never seen before, and it's not stopping. And I don't, and like, I keep hearing people talking about it's just a fad, and it reminds me of people when they said the internet was a fad. I remember there's actual news shows and all this stuff where they were like, what is this dot-com stuff? Like, it's not going to stick around. This is a fad. That's just da-da-da-da. You saw where that got us. So it's time to start studying. It's time to start realizing where you can fit in. Where can I invest? Right? How can I? Oh, it's taking jobs. Okay. How could I utilize it to create new economy, like new jobs, new companies, new things that I can cultivate using this technology? I mean, there's really kind of like no limits.
I think you posted something recently that I think it was you. A job was offering over $300,000
Yes.
to be in the AI space or something like that. A salary of
True. That's how
$300,000.
important it is. That's how important it is. And probably like a year ago, I told you I posted something on my Instagram, and I told people about prompt engineering, and everybody laughed. They're like, there's no way people would pay for that. And I'm like, we'll see. A year later, 300K. It's happening. It's definitely happening.
Definitely.
And I it's Microsoft has been ahead of the game anyway. I don't know. I don't want to say checkmate, but man, and
Getting
I'm
there.
saying for Apple, it's
Yeah.
pretty close. They got
It's close.
it's getting rough, man. They're gonna have to come with something because it might, I don't
I'm telling
know.
you that June, they're gonna have to come with
They
something
gotta come
big.
with something, man. If it, man, if it's not there, if they don't deliver, expect shares to fall, man. The only thing that's holding Apple up right now is the expectation of that June release. They better come with something. If they don't come with something, it might get pretty ugly, and it might be checkmate. I don't know if you can regain a position on Microsoft when they're basically integrated with NVIDIA's Rise, or they're integrated with OpenAI. Like, I don't know if you can overtake that again. because AI is just continuing to grow and be more
100%.
profitable.
Yeah.
So it's tough.
My last thing about this is I would love to be in the room when they're in the inception of AI. Like, when did they start even thinking about this, right? Like, we mentioned they've been working on this. So, like, what was this a thought, an idea back in 2012, 2010? Like, yo, we need to start thinking about AI and developing. I mean,
I
AI's been
don't
around.
want to get into like conspirative thought patterns and things like that. I'll just tell you, I think that the government's been, if with their hand and their involvement, because what you see in the consumer market
But
is
even with the
a
government, when did they start? When do you think they started thinking about this?
60s, 70s. I think there's things that'll be revealed. I mean, there's y'all gonna call me crazy, but they've actually released it. They've literally said from the CIA, like, there's aliens. Like, the people told you, like, hey, yeah, there's, I mean, that shouldn't be no surprise for people. You're like, oh, here you go tripping. I'm like, no, really, you can look it up. They
Now you're
said that.
getting deep. Now you're getting
No,
deep.
no, no, no. I mean,
No,
no, no, no.
I hear you though.
I'm not trying to get deep. I'm saying just go look it up. Just go look up stuff. Like, the people, like, the government says things and puts out actual posts and news. And people don't pay attention because you're looking at other things. You're distracted by stuff. But what I'm saying is
Diddy.
understand that the government's been working on AI for like 40, 50 years. What you're getting now is like third generation stuff that's already consumer. The consumer market is never the first to get stuff. It's always the government. And if you don't understand that, then that's, hey, I hear you, but.
Yeah. Well, look, a lot of interesting information, a lot of stuff to ponder about and dig into, right? So, definitely a great episode. And as always, we want to come on here and give you guys information so you guys can do your due diligence with and, make your own sound decisions based on this information, right? And we're always doing it from, a Latino's perspective, right? We always want to go back to that, and we're doing this for our community because there's not very many platforms. I don't really know too many that are doing it as consistently as us, number one, and that are doing it for us, right? So, and that's I'm saying that from someone that's in the media space, and I observe what other type of content people make, and there's not, I can't name somebody else. Maybe I can, but I won't. Yeah, well, anyways, with that being said, if you guys enjoy this episode, go ahead and share this episode with one other person that can benefit from this episode or the Latin Wealth platform. And as always, we will catch you guys next week. Peace.
Peace, guys.